response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Top of the morning to you, Rockaholics. Happy Friday. Welcome to the end of the traditional work week. And it was a moist morning out there.
It was. A lot of people were very fired up to see Jelly Roll and Post Malone. Those ladies. No, sorry.
Did it rain during the show last night? Do you know?
I don't know, but everyone's basement was flooded. No, I have no idea. I saw some pictures that looked like there were a lot of people there. And if it did rain, they didn't give an F.
No, and I saw the fireworks that they were blowing off. That looked like a lot of fun. But no, I forgot that show was happening altogether.
I didn't realize that show was happening until this morning. I was going through my Instagram stories, and I saw my wife's cousin and her cousins. They were at the show, and I'm like, oh, I thought we had like another month until that show was happening.
It snuck right up.
Not that I was planning on going in a month, but I was like, oh, crap, that just happened.
I will say, though, so Jelly Roll played the Showbox probably, I don't know, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, Showbox Soto. It was awesome. He is a great entertainer, and I only knew at the time probably like two, maybe one or two Jelly Roll songs. I stayed almost till the very end. I was very entertained by his stage show.
And the smaller he's gotten, the bigger venues he needs to play, apparently.
But that's pretty wild to go from playing Showbox Soto to Climate Pledge, to T-Mobile Park, or Lumen Field. My God, my brain is not working today.
I get a kick out of knowing that a band that I saw at a smaller venue is now doing stadiums or doing big venues. Like the one I always think about, I saw this little known artist called Taylor Swift at the Tacoma Dome.
Who?
It's a small club in Tacoma. And now she doesn't know. I remember seeing 21 Pilots at the Neptune Theater. And I know some people aren't fans of 21 Pilots. I think they're awesome, especially their earlier stuff. And my wife and I went, and we're just like, we were blown away by their performance. And now, I mean, you're seeing them at maybe not stadiums, but you're seeing them at big-ass venues. You're seeing them at Climate Pledge.
Oh, yeah.
What about you? Is there a certain band that you, is it Jelly Roll?
I mean, I never saw him play anything big, but I would say probably the band Ghost. I saw the band Ghost play El Corazon, which was crazy because, you know, he wears that, like, evil Pope hat, you know, and it's, like, 2 inches from touching the ceiling because the ceilings are so low there. And then, you know, seeing them at Climate Pledge was just wild with this, like, you know, gigantic stage, and they have so much more room to explore the space. It was really cool.
My wife always tells me stories about seeing like Fall Out Boy playing at like El Corazon. In high school, she would go see Fall Out Boy and El Corazon, and it's crazy to think now they're like, you know, they could pretend, I think they have done stadiums.
Yeah.
What is it for you, Danny?
It was Fall Out Boy.
It was Fall Out Boy.
I saw Fall Out Boy at a 500 capacity room in Albuquerque, New Mexico before they blew up. It was Take This to Your Grave. We went to go see the opener. I didn't even know who Fall Out Boy was. Saw them and it was like, this band's pretty good. And then we saw them at T-Mobile Park with Green Day.
It's crazy to see. I mean, it's crazy to see bands when they get to that level.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's inform these rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you
Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is a big day to go get some food. It's National Food Truck Day.
Nom, nom, nom.
So a shout out to maybe your favorite food trucks. The one that instantly popped into my mind, there's a shave ice truck in Puyallup that's like right across the street from Anthem Coffee.
Ooh.
And we specifically went there on Wednesday because Tatum was craving shave ice. And of course, as her father, I'm also craving shave ice at any given time. So I'm like, let's go there. And it's called Ono Ice Shack in Puyallup. Unfortunately, the day that we decided to go there, they're not open on that day.
Oh, no.
Sid had to console both her husband and her daughter because we were both so fired up. So we're going to make it a point to get there sometime soon. But if you want great shave ice,
nice,
go to Ono Ice Shack in Puyallup. And it's always there. Yeah. But they're not open, like, I think, on like a Wednesday or a Thursday or something along those lines. But that highly recommend. What about for you?
Big Dog's Food Truck. Oh, shout Jerry. Out to Jerry. Oh, my gosh. So he's, I mean, first of all, I got to marry him and his wife. I didn't marry them, but I officiated their wedding last year.
Did you make sure they consummated that wedding,
yes,
too?
Of course.
Yeah, with his Big Dog.
On top of that, I mean, he's one of the most generous people you'll ever meet. He donated $500 to Bike MS yesterday, which was match day. Mm-hmm. So it gets doubled. So his donation turned into $1,000.
Jerry's a great guy.
He's the best.
And his hot dogs are freaking amazing.
They're so good. They're all like Seahawks themed and sports themed. Just, it's so much fun.
All right, Danny.
You know, it's not just a food truck, but I have to give him a shout out because I get fired up every time I see him in West Seattle, and that's Tats.
Oh!
And they had their food truck, and I love their freaking food.
I'm so hungry right now.
Also, shout out to Lumberjack Popcorn. They're a food truck.
Yes.
And their food truck's amazing. Also, Jazzy's Cookies. If their cookies are like freaking crack.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
even do a thing where they have like four cookies in a bowl with a scoop of ice cream in it. And it's must have.
I think that's my love language.
All right, let's talk about something that was not must have, and that's the Seattle Mariners. In my opinion, they should have just never played the game.
Oh,
there was a rain delay of over 4 hours. And they come back to get their asses handed to them by the Minnesota Twins, 10-1. Not a good game. They're off to Texas to play the Rangers for the weekend, so hopefully they can get some W's.
The Seattle Kraken have a new veteran center, Frederick Goudreau, from the Minnesota Wild, a fourth-round pick for 2025, and it's their third trade in a week.
Yeah.
Are you feeling excited about this one, Steve?
No. I mean, I think he's fine. Like, it's just another depth player, which is great. We need that. I don't know how many centers we actually need. He can win faceoffs. He's good on the penalty kill. But, I mean, I feel like they got to make a splash. If they want to get fans excited for this upcoming season, they got to get a guy.
I feel like you should be an advisor to the Kraken.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good choice. I'd be like, be wasting their money left and right, probably. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 67 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
A woman was called a bitch by some kids, and she handled it in a very responsible way. She paid another kid to go beat those kids up.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you all the details at 6:20.
Bitch!
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooke Wilson. Allison Johnson is a school lunch aide, and the accusations against her right now are pretty wild. She's being accused of paying three students a dollar each to physically assault a fourth grader who called her a bitch.
I shouldn't be laughing at this, but this is just so... This feels like... What was that movie, Drill Bit, with Owen Wilson? Drill Bit Taylor, I think. I don't know. But it was like a movie where like someone got hired like somebody to be a bully for him, and it's just like just kind of conjured up those memories.
Well, she did admit that she did it.
She did do it.
She did. She admitted that she pled guilty to aiding delinquency and disorderly conduct. And they said that she was going to receive a jail sentence and probation.
Wow.
That seems really kind of intense for that.
I was looking at the story, though. Of course, you know, some of the comments were just like on another level. Like one person said, respect, she got somebody their own age. Another person said, I understand she was wrong, but I also understand that she was right.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't know.
Also a dollar. Yeah. That's a weak, weak payment.
Well, she probably should have paid $2 to also keep the kid from, you know, snitching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She didn't clearly pay enough.
That she did not think this through at all.
Yeah.
A dollar? That's just insulting.
Have you ever had a situation where it's like someone was like so pissed at you? Because I think about like this woman's clearly very pissed at those kids, had to pay money to get revenge.
I mean, there was.
Can you think of a time where you know you pissed somebody off and you're like, yes. Oh, crap.
So this is actually pretty bad. I had a girlfriend who was planning like a kind of like a 40th birthday or some sort of a birthday celebration. And we were putting all these plans together, including someone flying up from Florida to come to the party. Well, I was kind of in charge of the details of it. And then the party ended up getting kind of canceled or moved to a different time. I forgot to notify the person coming from Florida. And then I was like, oh no, I have to let her know that the party's not happening.
So she's still planning on getting on a plane.
Well, get this. The flight was like, she couldn't cancel the flight. She couldn't move the flight, couldn't cancel the flight. So she ended up still coming. She knew the party wasn't happening, but she still had to take the trip up and then missed the rescheduled party because she couldn't do the trip twice. And she was very mad at me. And I felt terrible. I think I sent a group text and she wasn't on the text thread. I like forgot to put her on there. I felt so bad. I mean, it ate me up for a long time.
Did you offer to pay for the flight?
Hell no! You know how expensive it is to fly from Florida?
Yeah, but you effed it up for her.
I felt so bad. Also, I was just like, maybe you aren't as close of a friend of hers as you think you are because you didn't hear it from anybody else.
I love that. Like, you're in the wrong, so you try and find her. And we all do this. We're all guilty. You try and find a way to justify being in the wrong. Like, I know I'm wrong for this, but you know what? F her for not... doing due diligence.
She had every reason to be pissed at me. I felt so awful. What about you?
One just happened, actually, last weekend. Not this past weekend, the weekend before. Tatum was just not nearly as bad as screwing somebody's trip from Florida, but this one's kind of stupid. We went to Chick-fil-A because Tatum really wanted their French fries. Their waffle cup fries are amazing. And she also wanted a lemonade, which is delicious. So I'm like, all right. The Chick-fil-A line is a cluster F. Like, the drive-thru, like, it's just, if you're going around the time of, like, dinner or whatever, you're just like, it's not worth even trying. So I'm like, I'll just park, and I'll go and get us the fries, and we'll get the hell out of here. But the problem is where the cars are trying to get into the drive-thru part is also part of just the regular way to get in and out of that little development.
Mm.
And there are arrows that say which direction you're supposed to be going and which direction the other cars are going. So I'm going in the right direction, but this woman is trying to get around all the craziness because she's not going through the drive-thru. She's just trying to get out of that area.
Yeah.
So now we're in like a standstill. Like my car is facing hers and her car is facing mine. And I'm just looking at her and I'm like, and I kind of do like, I don't know what to tell you. Like you got to either back up or like you're wrong. And she, I mean, she's maybe like 17, 18 years old. And she finally like is able to get by me and just looks at me and just flips me off.
No!
And I can see that she's saying certain words that start with the letter F and with the letter K. And I just start laughing because I'm like, this is the greatest thing. She is so mad at me. And I'm like, look. I don't know what am I supposed to do to you? Like, I didn't know you were coming. I'm just going down the lane that is it specific for me.
You are a law-abiding citizen.
Right, she's the bitch. And then Tatum said this, of course.
So not what say bitch?
And I was like, no, in these instances, you can say bitch.
Never. Well, what about the Rockaholics? When was the last time someone got really pissed at you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
When's the last time someone was really mad at you? And what was it you did that set them off so badly? 206-803-ROCK. It could be something small that blew way up, but did you deserve it? Or was it a total overreaction? 206-803-ROCK. We will take those calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. A lunch aide from the state of Colorado actually paid students to beat up a fourth grader because that fourth grader called her a bitch.
And apparently, according to my daughter also, bitch is a bad word.
So not what they bitch?
Never.
Never, ever. So when was the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what was it that you did that got them so upset? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold broke someone's arm.
Oh, boy.
And it did not go over very well.
Oh, we're gonna shocking.
Get to that story in just a moment. But first, Alan from Seattle, when's the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what was it you did that set them off?
So I was working my last job, and I was just kind of minding my own business, and this guy just kind of walked up to me, like, probably got 5 feet away from my face, and just goes, "Why is it that every time I come in here, you give me this look like I killed your effing grandma?"
What look were you giving?
I don't know. I was just, I guess I have resting bitch face, and, you know, I hated my job, but that was the first time I had a reaction like that ever.
Has anyone else ever told you that you have resting bitch face?
I don't think anyone's ever told me specifically, but I know that I have it. Like, I even told this, I told this story on the men's room, like, last year, like, literally the day after it happened. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, still thinking about
here
it.
Here we are, yeah. Have you tried smiling more?
Sometimes it's difficult nowadays.
I feel you. That would be such a weird thing, too, if you just saw somebody at the workplace and you could tell they're forcing a smile to try and make people feel comfortable around them.
Also, did you get a new job? You hated your job that much?
Yeah, I'm currently working a completely different job right now.
So no dead grandmas anymore.
Alan,
the grandma killer over here.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, when was the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what did you do that got them so angry?
Well, so I was back in high school, and this was back in 2007, and I was at a wrestling tournament, and I accidentally broke a kid's arm in half. Right above the elbow.
Ooh.
And it was bad. I've never seen or heard anybody scream and shake that bitch in my entire life. But it was total accident. I didn't try to do it.
Right.
It did a move off his back that he shouldn't have. And, well, it snapped his arm in half.
No, sorry to interrupt, but do you hear the snap? Do you feel the snap? I'm only asking so I can freak Taryn out.
I heard the distinct crack of both of his bones, and I felt it. Like, as soon as I pulled him to the mat, I heard and felt the snap. And at first, I thought I broke his neck.
Oh, boy.
Because he just went limp, and he just started screaming and shaking. So I was like, I stood up, and the ref ran over, and he raised my arm, and I didn't know what happened. I was just like, what's going on? And so about a month later, I'm up. This is back in Michigan. I was up in Kalamazoo at a house party, and I went down to the little 7-Eleven to go get a pack of cigarettes. Well, I seen some of the kids that were at the wrestling tournament, and one of them recognized me and said, "Hey, you broke my buddy's arm at that wrestling tournament." I said, "Yeah, he did a stupid move off his back, and he broke his arm." I was already a few beers in, and he
this sounds like a plot from a movie.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it sounds like the Karate Kid, like the other side of it.
Well, no. So he sucker punched me in the store, and I was like, no, we're not doing this in this convenience store. Let's go outside. And his buddies were in the car. I ended up getting into a fight with all three of them, and it was rough, but I ended up with a broken nose, a busted lip, but I knocked two of them out, and the third one decided it wasn't worth it, and he helped his buddies get back in the car, and they drove off. And the guy behind the counter in the convenience store gave me the pack of cigarettes for free.
Oh, my God. Did you remind your friends that it's not, your fault that their buddy had brittle bones?
Yeah, I just told him, I said he did it. He tried to do a Syracuse off his back, which plants his arm and his palm backwards behind him, and he, you know, you're not supposed to do that, especially if I'm trying to pull you towards me and put your shoulders to the mat. And he was like, I think he was just banking on that I wasn't going to yank him to the mat.
Well, I think the lesson that we've learned now, if we want to go to a convenience store and get something for free, Danny and I, we should stage a fight, but then say, you know, no. Let's take it outside first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll get our free Slurpee.
Exactly.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? His record is 212 wins, 65 losses, and 51 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number you should call if you think you can beat Migs at 650.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.